Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, family and friends of Phyllis, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many good things to admire and much to be thankful for when remembering Phyllis. She was a loving wife, mother, and grandmother who recognized and appreciated the uniqueness of every one of her family members. She was blessed with many talents and abilities during her earthly life, which she used to serve her students in the school where she once taught, and to serve her neighbors in the community. She had many and varied interests, games of all kinds, a competitive streak to match, crafts, the flora and fauna of God's creation, and more, all of which brought her much happiness as she shared those interests with her loved ones. She had a sharp and keen mind and kept it until the end of her life. But as it is and must be for everyone, those talents and interests, along with all other earthly possessions and pursuits, began to fade away as Phyllis grew older. For as we heard the Apostle Paul write in our epistle lesson today, the things that are seen are transient. So Gary, her beloved husband of 53 years, preceded her in death. She grew less and less independent as her health failed. The pains of aging, her weakening body, kept her from doing many of the things she loved. And finally, last Monday, all things earthly and visible were taken as Phyllis passed away. But today we have gathered in the sure and certain hope that there was more to Phyllis and more to her life than what was earthly and visible. Phyllis possessed something that is unseen and invisible. Being unseen, what Phyllis had, is not valued by the world. Most people don't bother thinking about it, not even at funerals. Yet having been one of Phyllis's pastors, having visited her regularly during her final years, I can say that she held this matter to be of the utmost importance in her life. And it truly was her comfort and assurance when that life was ending. This thing that mattered so dearly to Phyllis, both in life and in death, is her Lord Jesus Christ. Friends and family of Phyllis, as you remember your dear friend, mother, and grandmother today, as you tell those stories of happy times that you spent with her, as you recall all those things that she said and did and was to you, remember this above all. Phyllis trusted in her Lord Jesus for salvation. She believed, as Martha did in our gospel lesson, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world for her and for all people. She was baptized and became a child of God. She heard his word, which made known both her sins, but also her Savior. She confessed those sins and was forgiven of them all. She received the precious gift of Jesus' life-giving body and blood for her forgiveness. She called upon her Lord in prayer. She praised and thanked him for all that he had done. And she told others of the great works that God had done in her life. In faith, she loved those people whom God had given to her. And even as she drew near to death, even as her outer nature was wasting away, still her inner nature was being renewed day by day through that same word, that good news of Jesus Christ. Now again, being unseen, this great thing, Jesus and his word of forgiveness, is unimpressive according to earthly standards. But remember again what we heard Paul write. The things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. All those visible glories and earthly honors that the world seems to think are so important are fleeting. They are lost at death. Yes, even those things that are good and bring happiness. But the invisible glory and honor that Jesus gives through his word will never be lost. It will never fade away. It is eternal. And so it is for Phyllis. What comfort this is when all other earthly comforts are gone. When a Christian dies, we grieve, yes. And yet we do not grieve as others do who have no hope. For our hope, yes, our hope today for Phyllis is this, that she has now been brought into the presence of her Lord Jesus, that she is now free from all pain and suffering, free from sorrow and tears, free from all those earthly afflictions, which Paul calls momentary, and which he says served to prepare her for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Yes, our hope today is this. Though Phyllis has died, yet does she live, and that she who lives and believes in Jesus will never die. And our hope is not vague, it's not uncertain, because it is founded in the word of Jesus' own resurrection from the dead. Because Jesus lived a perfect and righteous life, Phyllis's life was accounted righteous by grace alone. Because Jesus died on the cross, he conquered death and the grave for Phyllis. Because Jesus is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, Phyllis also lives eternally, and she will be raised on the last day. Last week, as Phyllis passed through death to eternal life, her Lord Jesus said to her, like he said to Moses long ago, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Indeed, Jesus was present with her as she passed from death to life eternal, and he has given her heavenly, everlasting rest. He who is gracious and merciful has provided for her a promised land, one that will not fade away, and by his almighty power has brought her safely home to dwell with him until that day when he calls her from her grave, just like he did Lazarus long ago. And he will restore to her that day her body, a body not like the one that suffered so greatly in her final years, rather a body like his, imperishable, powerful, glorious, filled with the Holy Spirit. Until that day dawns, this then remains our hope, not the things that are seen, which are transient, but the things that are unseen, which are eternal. To be sure, the things that are seen and remembered from Phyllis's days on earth, her fondness for card and board games, her skill with trivia, her knowledge of creation, her love for her family, all of those things are good to remember. As you comfort and encourage one another in the days ahead, tell one another these favorite stories. Remember all those happy memories. Share the inside jokes. As Phyllis's family and friends, you can continue to strengthen and build one another up by sharing all of those things that you loved and knew about her. But don't just remember those things, for again, as good as they are fleeting. Instead, remember and encourage one another with that which is eternal and unfailing: Jesus Christ, crucified and risen again, and his word of forgiveness. For Phyllis, for you, for all people. This indeed was Phyllis's greatest treasure during her earthly days. And this treasure has not been taken from her. It was not taken from her at death, and it will never be taken from her. No, instead, she now sees it and possesses it more fully than ever before. For now she sees her Lord Jesus face to face. Now she rests in his loving arms. And therefore now, yes, even now, she rejoices. And by faith alone and not by sight, we may rejoice too. In Jesus' name, amen.